Thank you. Welcome back, colleagues. We had that extended long break, and I hope that it has assisted us perhaps with how we now need to outline what happens next. I want to say members are interactive on this matter. Just having listened to the presentation by the PP legal team to put up front what we think should happen, and then have members engage with that, and then we conclude on it. The following issues are now placed on for your consumption and decision, members. You all have heard and listened to the concerns that were raised by the PP legal team and from the chair. All of those are welcomed and noted. Specifically on the witness for the day, Advocate Lesile Nomkhosi Madonsela. Once I heard somebody say Nomkhosi,
I
have proper name is Nomkhosi Madonsela. That could have been a typo. So, colleagues, we already lost some time since 10 o'clock in this regard. There would have been issues of statements, and I'll ask Ms. Ibrahim to speak to that in terms of whether the amendments go as far as changing the substance or what the amendments are all about. But the first few issues I want to put that we want members to react to. One, we would have tried to do the following things, that given all of those challenges, both that those that were placed by the PP legal team and the slight matter of the amended statement, nature is going to be explained later, that it will be proper, therefore, that we Advocate Thuli Madonsela as a witness stays over and not be done today and tomorrow. We would have considered Saturday and Sunday to do that. She would have been available, but the PP legal team would have had prior commitments already. And the dates that we want to place here is that she's available on Monday, entire day on Monday, as well as half a day on Tuesday, meaning the 6th and the 7th. And that's the days that we want to put to you with the concession and flexibility that we consider that. Two, that we do not want to lose any time, that we use the time today till tomorrow. Meaning you do away with Friday, with having today and tomorrow. there would have been an arrangement that from next week, the 7th of March, would have expected a statement of the public protector to be submitted to the committee in preparation to the 15th of March. With this, that will give a leeway to that date and extend that date to the 9th of March for the submission of that statement in order for us to be ready for the 15th of March to start the testimony with the public protector. We also this issue of the statement, but I do want to also call upon Advocate Mpofu to clarify one matter. So not just clarify, but indicate where they stand on it. The witness of today would have been brought to the court as a request by the public protector and for subpoena or summons. And the committee acceded to that. So, because he did take us through about how, and he used a strong language, don't want to get to that language, that the committee hijacked his witness, which is not true. Which is not true. Maybe adopting might come closer, but still that one is not. The witness remains the TP's witness. This is what I want you to confirm when I give you the chance. So that if you are saying, please adopt this witness as a committee, then we know that. That's what is happening. So that clarity will be needed from your side. You see, Brian, just on the amended statement, I've not seen the statement, busy with other things. Advocate Mpofu says it's now 9 pages and not 4 pages. Is that so? We now have a 9-page statement compared to the 4-page statement.
No, Chairperson, I think the confusion came in because the picture that was sent through contained the pictures of 2 affidavits. So the one without changes and another one that has changes that are made by hand. There is still some further confusion, which I'll get to in a moment, but in terms of the change...
So it's not 9 pages?
No.
Okay. I won't ask him to retract and apologize.
No, Chair, we will... We're all confused.
9 pages case. In total, just explain to you. It's the old one and the new one.
In Advocate Mpofu's defense, we were all confused because when it came in, we quickly scrolled through it so we can see where the mistake came in. But in terms of the changes made, they are purely grammatical, editorial type changes, and I think they're probably 6 or 7, but I'll give a few examples. So insertions of a full stop before Advocate Paul Hoffman's name, the insertion of the term advocate and senior counsel at the end of his name, the use of the word systems instead of system, so it's those really minor changes, nothing that affects the content. So there is some confusion, Chair, that I have requested Prof. Madonsela to just clarify for me, in that the changes made are made on the version of the 25th, which was the version that was originally submitted to the committee. But there appears to be another version without the changes, the content of which is exactly the same, which is the 28th. So I haven't received that clarity, but in terms of the content, I can confirm that the content isn't affected at all. It is just cosmetic changes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Brian. Now go to go to this side, over to you, at 34-4, and thereafter we can invite the members. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm just making a note of your earlier request. It was about, take away hijacking. It is the adoption or otherwise of the witness. Okay, now before I come to that, Chair, if I can just address this issue of the statements. Well, firstly, we welcome your ruling about not proceeding with the witness today, because the confusion is just immense. And if it makes you feel better, I retract and apologize over the 9 pages. But that's part of the confusion that was created. The 9 pages comes from the fact that, as Ms. Ibrahim indicates, we received, while I was talking to you, these 9 pages, which had the old statement and the new statement. But it's worse than the question of the new statement, Chair. And I'm hoping that the break will assist all of us. Either there must be a completely new statement so that we don't have to be having this kind of technical debate when she comes, or something. Because what is happening now is actually not just confusing, it's actually probably illegal. Because not only has Professor Madonsela changed her statement, there are now 3 versions of the statement. Version 1 is the one that you and I received on the 25th, which had some hundreds and changes. Version 2 is a version where she put those changes that Ms. Ibrahim spoke about by hand, without changing the date. We don't know when that version was done. Version 3 is the one that arrived this morning, which was commissioned yesterday, and that makes it even worse. And it seems to be that version 3 is now the typed version of version 2. But there's something fundamentally wrong and possibly illegal about that, because that version says it was found in Stellenbosch, but it was commissioned in North Riding, Johannesburg, which is a physical impossibility. So either someone has broken the law, either the deponent or the commissioner of oaths, or both. But all those will be, because of the break, I'm saying, Chair, that those issues will be clarified with the witness and, if necessary, with the commissioner of oaths or the police. So that issue will then take its own course. Yeah. Now coming to the issue, again, Chair, in welcoming your ruling, hopefully that break will also get this thing sorted out as to who's going to call her first and so on. We probably would not have been able to resolve it today. But
I actually wanted to be clarified today, so
yes,
that we know as we leave here.
We know, so that we don't come back. No, I appreciate that. We don't come back and then be caught up in technicalities. I'm also raising it in that spirit. Now, Chair, the issue is this. Taking everyone on our feet is on board, I can understand how this confusion has arisen. And I will refrain from using the word hijack. I think what happened is that, as I said in the morning earlier, we requisitioned the witness. You adopted the witness as the committee, in the sense that you, and then changed the scope in the process. At least that was our reading of it. Whether it's correct or not is another matter. Then the witness, unfortunately, caused even more confusion, because you said in one of your letters, Chair, you said to her that she must approach the evidence leaders for assistance. So it's either the witness or you who caused the confusion. You said in your letter dated 9th February 2023, said, should you require the assistance of the evidence leaders to prepare a statement, kindly contact Committee Secretary Mr. Temogo Sungoma by no later than close of business on the 13th and so on and so on. The evidence leaders are understandably personally busy at this time and the assistance is subject to you availing yourself. So, again, that's why I'm saying let's assume everyone was acting in good faith. Yeah. So I think then what then happened is that the witness, because of that, of what you said, then elected or accepted the that she would be assisted by the evidence leaders. So when we wrote to her, still thinking she's our witness, to say, come and consult with us, she said, no, I want to consult with the evidence leaders. That's why there was that touchy-touchy about who's going to consult with her. Fine. Ultimately, she did not consult with the evidence leaders, neither did she consult with us. She chose to have an independent statement. And I think this is a result of that, without apportioning blame to anyone. Because one of the results of that, Chair, is that that's why we have this mess now of the statement. Because quite frankly, whether it was the evidence leaders or us, we are professionally trained. We do these things every day. So the statement would have been done properly, either by us or by them. At least as you know that you've heard our statements from both sides. Yeah. So she deprived herself of that opportunity. And that's why we then had the delays and the statement coming on a Saturday and so on. But again, I'm assuming she was also legally advised and acting in good faith. But all that has now landed us in this, in the mess that we're in, where quite frankly there's no statement before this committee, because this one is not a proper statement. It's not an affidavit, properly defined. But I don't want to get into technical legalities. So again, I'm hoping that will be sorted out amicably between us as colleagues and her, and find a way out of that little hole. That's that. The third issue, Chair, which I want to address is the issue of when then does she come back? Monday and Tuesday, which you are suggesting, I think we have a problem with Tuesday. We could do Monday. Because again, those were not sitting days. But the most important thing, even if we manage to make a plan, and we'll talk to you offline if we do, about the Tuesday thing, certainly the issue of the PP statement, because the real reason why we were so nice and accommodating about this week to pack it the way it was packed, is that we needed the time to do the public protector statement, obviously incorporating the evidence that would have come from Ms. Mviana, Mr. Mataboha, and the public protector. I can tell you now, it's going to be physically impossible to do all that in 2 days, like on the Wednesday, in 1 day, which is the yeah. So unfortunately, I know you'll like your program, but I think we, and again, we don't have to have that discussion here. We're going to need to find some way of accommodating that. So that's the practical difficulty. There was even talk of doing it over the weekend. And maybe we'll have that discussion with the evidence leaders and see which weekend would be suitable, if assuming again that it will only take two days. Well, I'm assuming that the 2 days will remain intact. As far as Mr. Mataboha is concerned, it's a slight challenge, Chair. And in all fairness, much as we want to assist the community, But really, I think there must be a realization that we're also human. And we can't be made to work like this. We suggested to you kindly yesterday, we wrote a letter and said, can you please have Mr. Matabuha today and tomorrow? We rejected that and insulted us in the process and accused us of wanting to make a delay when we actually wanted to bring him forward. As a result of that, we obviously then stopped our preparations for Mr. Matabuha, because even that suggestion to do him the following day was a major sacrifice on our part, because we were going to have to now work overnight to prepare for him. We didn't do that because you rejected our proposal. Now we come here and now you want to tell us at 11:45 that we must do Mr. Matabuha at 1 in an hour's time. That's just, I don't know what to even call it here. So I understand where you're coming from. You're also trying to accommodate us because you said we might need extra time for Mr. Matabuha. That I appreciate. But to do it like this is a bit insensitive. But having said that,
yeah, if you can try and wrap up.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John. Yeah, so that we don't actually get to 1 o'clock. Having said that, I'm going to consult with my team and see if we can do anything with Mr. Matabuha today. Even if it means finishing him later on or whatever. But we cannot be... he cannot be imposed on us. I think we can be requested to try and accommodate him, and we will, given the fact that we would have been busy with him now if we had been listened to yesterday. So the 6th and 7th is a problem. The PP statement obviously gets affected, and the Mr. Matabuha issue, Chair, I'm leaving it back in your hands, but I'm afraid it's not, I don't think it's something you can impose on us. We will try and accommodate where we can.
Finally indicate you're leading Professor Madonsela, or you...
Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah, that's the real issue you wanted to know. No, we're not. She can remain where she says that she preferred to deal with the evidence leaders so they can have her. And you yesterday, the members claimed that she was the committee witness. You can also, like, the members' wishes can also be realized.
Okay, you've answered my question. Thank you, Adam Bofo.
Thanks.
Maybe just before I give to members, just to clarify and correct two things. I summarized yesterday's discussions of the committee, and Ms. Maya Madonsela being the witness of the committee was not part of that summary. So I really don't know where that came from. Secondly, you did make the point that you were excluded. You were not excluded. I indicated that the committee was having its own discussion, and that people were free to join with YouTube, but and whatever channel. But it was a committee meeting for the members to discuss their own in-house issues, and nobody else in that process was not a member would participate. But I must clarify that there's no exclusion from our side. Honorable members, okay, Ms. Ibrahim?
Sorry, Chair, Joseph, allow me to give some clarity on the question that I raised with Professor Madonsela before members come in, so perhaps that we don't waste time on that. There was an issue that the affidavit that was dated yesterday, as Advocate Mpofu said, stated Stellenbosch as the place of signature, but then stated that the Commissioner of Oath is based in North Riding, which is in Gauteng, as I understand it. I've now clarified with Prof. Madonsela that, in fact, she was with the Commissioner of Oaths yesterday in his presence and had it signed. This is his business address. Chair, I've just checked the regulations to the Justices of the Peace and Commissioners of Oaths Act, and it says below the deponent's signature or mark, the Commissioner of Oaths shall certify that the deponent has acknowledged that he knows and understands the content of the declaration, and he shall state the manner, place, and date of taking the declaration, and then there must be the full name and business address below, and she's now confirmed that that address is the business address. So I hope that clarifies that confusion.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Bao, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I think the issue with the evidence leaders and Professor Madonsela, we do need to clear. We had initially been asked to assist with Professor Madonsela's statement. We then had a backroom meeting on the 10th, which was the day after the letter had gone off. Certainly, as the evidence leading team, and I haven't listened to the recording at all, we had left that meeting, at least on our part, under understanding that Professor Madonsela was the PP's witness. We assisted them in providing the contact details in order for them to make contact with Professor Madonsela for purposes of arranging a consultation. That was after that letter went out, after which we had sought to undertake. And that is why, although we had scheduled a meeting with Professor Madonsela for the following week, we stepped back to avoid any accusations or inferences that we were now seeking to interfere with the evidence of a PP witness. It wasn't that, no, that was our view of why we didn't.
Please don't respond to him.
Advocate Mpofu, I don't do this when you're at the mic. You can at least have the courtesy to not interject.
I'll just apologize. What do you want me to do now?
Not recognize you, Advocate Mpofu. Go ahead.
So certainly, from the evidence leader side, we had certainly not contemplated that Professor Madonsela was a witness, which we had brought to the committee. For two specific reasons, the committee had entertained having Professor Madonsela as a witness at the PS of the PP's team. We had previously, when we did our inquiries before the committee commenced in May and June, met with Professor Madonsela and made our assessment as to whether she was a witness whose evidence would be of assistance to this committee in determining the issues on the motion, and on the basis of evaluating what other witnesses we had, we decided that she was not. That what we needed to ascertain from her in relation to Frieda and CX, we could get from witnesses who were being called in respect of that and other matters. And we certainly didn't take the view that when we needed to put evidence before the committee, we needed more than one person to say the same thing. That is a waste of time and it defeats the purpose. So that was where we came from as the evidence leading team. If the committee had said to us, this is a witness that we wanted to hear from, then certainly we would have gone out and done that. But it was on the basis of our interaction in the back room, which was made clear to us that we wanted to do that. The decision whether she wanted to consult with the PP's team and whether she wanted them to do her statement, that is the witness's choice and election. I was never told by the chairperson or by the committee that this was somebody we really wanted to hear from and you should go out and do the statement. When a name has come up in the committee, for example, over and above the list that we have put up, we've either explained why we haven't called the person or we've endeavored to see whether there was any relevance to the motion. Now that is an important fact because as evidence leaders where we stand now, I'm still not convinced of the relevance of Professor Madonsela's evidence to this inquiry, even based on the statement. So there must be some clarity because if you're going to say that to us, and I'm going to say to the committee, well, I don't see any reason why she should be called for oral evidence at all. Sorry, Chair, on a second point, there was an arrangement made with us and the PP's team in respect of the PP's written statement. We had worked out the schedule that the proceedings would be done by Thursday. We a day later on it, and that the statement would come up, would be provided by next Wednesday, in order for them to then have had the Friday, the Monday, and the Tuesday for purposes of finalizing the statement. The statement was then going to come on the 7th for the PP to commence evidence on the 15th. On the understanding that Advocate and Pawful would take a day of next week to prepare for his hearings on the 13th. So I am taken aback, given that the understanding was that they would be busy with the PP statement on the 6th and the 7th for purposes of submitting that to the committee on 7th, that the PP's team is now unavailable for a hearing on the 7th.
I think on the committee will deliberate on this issue of police organization. It should not be a difficult thing to, I would not want it to be a two-and-fro thing, but we'll make that decision. That's okay. Go
thank
ahead.
Thanks, Chair, for the help. So that you put out intense well, apart from the unfortunate remark that is made towards the end, firstly, I never said the PP's team was not available. I said we have a problem on the 7th because one of our, or some of our, anyway, I don't have to get into details, but I didn't say what is alleged I had said. But even if I had said it, the point I'm making, which I hope will not perplex Advocate Bauer very much, is the fact that the, even assuming, and I said I was going to make a plan, so I don't know why she's going on about that. But so I think even if, assuming we do that, we would then be left with one day within which to make the statement, which is just completely unreasonable, even to the perplexed evidence leaders. The issue, Chair, is that, you know, I don't know, this is unfortunate that we have to do this like this. The Advocate Bauer tells us that she doesn't even think Advocate Matonsela has any relevance. The first time Advocate Matonsela appeared on any witness list was on Advocate Bauer's witness list, which they gave to us in July. And I don't know why she was relevant in July last year and appeared on their list, and now suddenly she has become irrelevant. So it's just completely disingenuous to now want to backpedal on that point. So that's the first thing. The second thing, it is not true that because of our meeting on the 10th, that negated your letter on the 9th, Chairperson. Because the letter on the 9th, you said the witness must contact the evidence leaders, presumably on some understanding with them. Advocate Bauer is quite correct that in the meeting of the 10th, we willingly said we are the people who have called her, and therefore we will assume responsibility for her, like we did with Ms. Mviana, like we would do with any other witness that we have subpoenaed. I don't want to repeat what I've already said. What then followed is the fact that the witness herself wanted to consult, probably either following your letter or of her own accord, that I don't want to speculate what was going on in her head, but she wanted to consult with them. She wrote to us on the 20th of February, 10 days after the meeting that Advocate Bauer was talking about, and said, regarding my willingness to prepare a statement for the committee, I'm willing to do so, and as indicated to the committee, prefer to do so independently. That's the first thing. It is my understanding that witnesses at an inquiry, like witnesses in the public protector investigation, sought to help to locate the truth, wherever it may be hiding, she says at her paragraph 5, and not embedded with any party, is what she says. The tradition, as I understand it, is that the evidence leaders assist with preparation of statements, which I presume, among other things, ensures the relevance and admissibility of evidence. She said, having been advised that your team has forbidden evidence leaders from assisting me with my statement, I've decided to prepare the same on my own. I've explained that we told her that, that's false. We never forbade. She apologized for water under the bridge. So let's put that aside. But we cannot detract from the fact that 10 days after what Advocate Bauer was telling us, a witness said she preferred to consult with them or to go independent. Ultimately, she went quote-unquote independent with the results that we now know. And then she said, paragraph 8, Chair, kindly note that from the committee's side, this is where you come in, it appears that I only needed to share what I know on the CIEX investigation, spelled S-I-E-X, investigation. This is where we told her that it's not spelled as S-I-E-X, it's spelled as C-I-E-X, and there's also further on top of it. I've already given you that history. So it was this letter of the 20th, which is only last week, that this issue arose. We then wrote back to her and said, okay, if you want to go independent, fine. But please be reminded that there's a seven-day rule. I've already told you what happened next. So let's just be factual and correct and not...
Thank you. Honourable members?
I have a point of correction that I think is important to understand in the context of the evidence leaders have provided, as far as the witnesses is concerned. I think it's correct to say that the evidence leaders provided the witness list on the 1st of July, on which Professor Madinsala's name appeared together with 28 other names, not all of which was called. The preface to the witness list was stated as following. This list is currently confidential and is only being provided to the legal representatives, Rajak and Mkabani. The evidence leaders seek to keep the identity of witnesses confidential until such time as the evidence is provided to the committee. If the evidence leaders determine that the written or oral testimony of a particular witness is not required for the proper assessment of the motion, they may decide to not call such person unless otherwise directed by the committee to do so. The above witnesses may either be called to provide written or oral evidence or a combination of both. The names of the list appear, the rest is not relevant. So I think the presence of Professor Madinsala's name on the evidence with leaders' witnesses was qualified.
Honourable members, your take on, I've placed some issues here, you've had the responses, counter responses, if I may hear your voices on the matters. Honourable Nkosi, you will start. Any other member? Myla? Honourable Kagode. Manelli, thank you. Those would be the four names. Honourable Ngosi.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good, is it still morning? Huh? Good morning. First afternoon. Firstly, Chair, let me apologize. I have a meeting that is starting at 12. I had forwarded the apology earlier, so I will not be able to sit through. Okay. But on the issue, I think it's clear that we facing a dilemma we faced when we decided to issue the subpoena on relevance and on what issues. Remember that we were persuaded we issued the subpoena because of the belief that her evidence was going to be relevant to the issues, particularly on sex and whatever. And then we agreed to confine that to those issues. But from what we hear now from both sides, it's clear that nobody thinks that she is relevant. Her evidence is relevant. And I'm prepared as the committee to say, no, look, we can take a decision not to take her because nobody wants to lead her evidence. It's not relevant. If the evidence leader says she's not relevant, they don't want to take her, then we don't need that evidence. We said so. We also said at the time that it's important that when you come to this witness, all issues related to her evidence should be resolved and sorted out before we even appear here. But we're back at that. So now my view, Chair, is that I agree with your summary and how you want her to appear. If the issue of the relevance of her evidence, including the statements and clarifications of the statement, is not resolved either way, then we do not have to call at the case. But if it is resolved, yes, too, we'll call her and then she'll come and present. But if really this issue is not resolved on who or on whose behalf she does so, then I'm prepared as a committee to say, look, in any way, we didn't want to subpoena her. May I leave, Chair? I will not be disrespecting you.
Thank you, Honourable Bekizwe Ngosi. Honourable Maina.
Thank you, Chairperson. And Chairperson, let me apologize for not putting on my screen. My Wi-Fi is a little dodgy today. Chairperson, I just want to address one issue, and that is the fact that it was at the request of Advocate Mkhwebane's legal team that Professor Marunsela was subpoenaed. To put the burden on the evidence leaders to now lead that evidence is frankly, in my opinion, unfair, because they have not said or have not identified any evidence that they wish to lead. The person or people who wanted to call.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. Morning, evidence leaders, the PP's legal team, and Professor Matonsela on the virtual platform. Oh, it's a good day. Honourable Chair, I want to fully agree with my colleagues. Yes. Professor Matonsela was subpoenaed because the PP's legal team wanted her to be subpoenaed to appear before the committee. So now, because no one wants her to come, I mean, the evidence leaders and the PP's legal team, they don't want her. So as a committee, I want to suggest that we adopt her. That Professor Matonsela come and address us as a committee so that we can see what we'll get out of that. No one wants her, we want her, because we want to understand the subpoena, and now no one is owning her. So if Advocate Professor Matonsela is available, then we will have it, so that we can have clarity, we can get clarity on those issues that they wanted her to come and clarify. The CX matter, the Friede Dairy Farm, we are interested to hear that. Then with regard to the statement, I think Mr. Ibrahim said that the statement doesn't change the content. It's only the cosmetics of it, which I understand can be corrected, because she said the statement doesn't change the content. So it's fine. They must correct that and we move forward. Then with regard to Mr. Matavoke appearing before the committee, we discussed this matter yesterday. that we'll have Mr. Matabogwe on Friday. Our understanding as a committee is that you don't prepare Mr. Sitsingema last minute. We would have expected that the legal team would be ready.
You can look through the chair.
Yes.
So that you
would
don't...
be ready with the witness. So that is our take. Maybe I took it for granted that they are overworked or not, but that is how we do things, Tina, in Parliament. That you know that you have 3 meetings tomorrow. After the last meeting, you go home, refresh yourself, and start preparing for those 3 meetings that you are going to have. So that is our expectation as a committee. That so they'll respond for themselves. You'll respond when you are given a chance. Then we accept your summary, Honourable Chair, that the statement of the PP will have it on the 9th. Then that is acceptable. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Labode. Honourable Manili.
Well, thank you, Honourable Chair. Greetings to members, the PP legal team of Matonzela on the platform. Chair, I want to start by agreeing with firstly the summary you made yesterday, which you've clarified again, that that's still correct. The second point, it's on what you've made as, again, the summary of the discussions of the break and how guiding the committee going forward, including the request for us as members to still be prepared to hear the other witness, which is the PP's team. As they correctly said, they would have asked for that, Mr. Matabogwe to come even earlier as part of assisting the process until this discussion we had yesterday. And I want, as I say that, Chair, to indicate that we are discussing because we needed to consider that that is put before us. And that break was necessary because we were entertaining what is before us. And that allows us then to review the positions we have had, like that of continuing with the witness to be sworn in and abusing that wedding, the witness to be sworn in, that we are unable to proceed in that regard. So it means we would have listened, so changing the view in that score. And therefore, there's no problem in looking at the issue of the Matabogwe on availability and going forward with that. Not just on the basis of time, Chair, that's being chased, but as I say, on the basis of looking at whatever is presented before the committee and applying the mind on that. Now, coming to the point of the witness to be sworn in, okay, unless I didn't understand it, the first thing is that the committee has not come with this witness. We discussed the matter at the request of the PP's side. And that discussion was meant to assist them to be able to proceed. As I say, Chair, it's unless I didn't hear the PP's side from the legal team has now made it clear in answering you the question you've posed that they are not having that witness anymore. It's the witness that the evidence leaders or the committee as it discussed yesterday, those were the references made, that it's with the committee. And I'm saying that being the case, the Honorable Nkosi Ngosi then is correct, because we never considered him to be a witness. That witness was not considered by the committee. The committee would elect to take the statement that was received on the basis of that has been received. Conclude then that there would be no reason really to call this witness, as those that requested to have that witness would no longer be interested in having that witness, because if they are interested, it will be their witness and therefore would lead evidence in that regard. So in this case, we don't have that witness. And I would say, Chair, it's also not about the time. It's about matters as they are presented before us. Probably the issue about time would be that in the absence of that witness coming on Tuesday, on Monday and Tuesday, it is only extra days for preparation. That's fine. So that you are able to get the statement. I'm saying this without taking away the extra 2 days you said that gave up until the 9th, so that there is preparation in that regard, Chair. So I just thought I should agree with the Honorable Ngosi, so that it's not like we wanted the witness. The committee only discussed because there was a request on the table. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maneli. Honorable Wanangwana, I think you're the last one. That's the last hand I have. I've not seen any other hand. Sokas. Honorable Ngwana, over to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, this is not the first time we are discussing the relevance of the evidence of Advocate Matt Donovan. If one would recall, Chair, after having received the letter from Advocate Matt Donovan saying she does not believe that her evidence will actually be relevant to the work of the inquiry, the committee has made a discussion around this matter on the relevance actually of the evidence to be adduced by Advocate McDonnell. And so in that discussion of the committee, we agreed that not only is the affidavit ought to be deposed by Advocate Matonzela, we qualify as the only evidence. We have said, Chair, we shall remember that since the resumption of this inquiry, we have had witnesses making serious allegations of altering of information in reports, particularly in respect of the Fredda Daily Farm and the CIX report. So that forms part of the basis at which we have said Advocate Madonzela still remains relevant to the work of this committee. Now, we have said we are going to, as the committee, find thematic areas where we think she will be able to assist the work of the committee, which in the main was Fred and CIX. Now, the affidavit deposed speaks unto those particular reports. I doubt, Chair, from one thing that her relevance has now diminished. We see that there is evidence leaders, the team of the Power Protector know that witness they are noise is up and all those things. But I think Honorable Nakude is assisting us going forward. In that, if there is this dilemma, we as the committee remain with a conviction that the evidence of Advocate Madonzela still remains relevant. And therefore, we still are willing to hear the evidence from Advocate Madonzela. Now, we're taking a decision as the committee that we're taking here as the committee witness, the strategy. that I want to agree with Honorable Dagode, but let's take Advocate Madonsela as a committee witness. Then if Advocate Madonsela is a committee witness, that therefore means the evidence leaders are supposed to prepare the witness on behalf of the committee. Now, Chair, if we check the program that was adopted by the committee, we're supposed to have the last day Friday, then resume on the 15th of March. So if the chair, the secretariat, the evidence leader, and the legal team of the VAR protector can do the backroom arrangement and find a suitable day in between Friday and the 15th of March, where whether they find one day or two, where Advocate Madonsela must appear for the committee. I'm saying this, Chair, because the allegations that were made against Advocate Usisiwe Mkhwebane of having altered evidential material in these particularly two reports was done in the public discourse in this court. So we need that kind of information, whether to confirm those allegations or to rebut those allegations. So I want to propose, Chair, that we follow the proposal by Honorable Dagode that we must have Advocate Madonsela. If indeed we've got bilateral conditional committee members, the neutral ground we can reach is not to dismiss the evidence, but rather say we receive and we'll take the evidence as a written statement, as we did to Advocate Malunga. But that must be the neutral ground, Chair, only if this proposal that was made by Nora Mkhwebane that have not seen the light of day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Ngwala, and your neutral grounds. Honorable Sukas.
Yeah, Chair. Good morning, Chair. Good morning to the committee. I share a different view, and I'm in support of what was said by Honorable Manelli, as well as by Honorable Nkosi. The context is important, because the context was that the previous public protector was going to come and testify or bring evidence, or was needed to bring evidence, because the request was coming from the PP legal team. Now we have this situation where the first, we had the request for the witnesses to be changed for today and for tomorrow. And it is my view, Chair, that as a committee, we discussed on Advocate Madonsela only because the request was that she needs to appear here as a witness. So I just want to support that view, that if the witness is no longer owned or needed by the public protector's legal team, then as a committee we proceed with the next witnesses that is before us. I think it is time is important. I have a total different view. I think time is important. Time is having an impact on the work of the committee, in such that if you have members that has responsibilities as well, we need to understand the impact not only on the witnesses but on the committee as well. So within that context, it is important. I think we cannot take time out of the equation, because with time comes cost, and with time comes as well the onus that's on the committee to, within a reasonable time frame, complete this process, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Sukas. The very last deal, the very last Honorable Kwande. And then we'll try and summarize.
Thank you very much, Chair. I wasn't going to say anything, but you know how the adage goes, speak or forever, hold your peace. And I don't want to hold my peace, so let me speak. Chair, I was going to support Honorable Sukas and Honorable Manelli. I do agree that if Advocate Madonsela now finds herself motherless or an orphan, as you indicated, then we should definitely then do away with her, with having her as a witness. I agree that at the time the public protector's team had indicated that she would add value to the inquiry. And Tay, I would like to remind us as a committee that, you know, the purpose of this inquiry is to gather as many, you know, facts as we can in order to be able to, you know, make a recommendation to the National Assembly. So I tend to agree that if we are finding ourselves in this situation for the sake of time and the sake of expediency, that we should actually do away with her as having her as a witness, and then dispense with Mr. Matabole, because, you know, he's almost halfway done, and then we get the public protector, because I think she is the subject matter of this inquiry, and we really need to hear from her, and I'm sure she is, you know, also looking forward to, you know, giving evidence to this committee and having her side of the story, you know, related and ventilated. So, Tay, for the sake of time, which is not on our side, I would agree with Honorable Sukas and Maneli that we please proceed and move on, because I find that we are constantly getting bogged down with issues that, you know, we really which really do not constitute, you know, the subject matter of this inquiry. And it's one issue after another, and they're getting really exhausted, and we're moving away from the bigger picture here, which is trying to, you know, to do the work that we have to do as the inquiry. Yeah, I think that's it from my end. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Zabude. Honorable Kondo. Honorable Zabude, I see your hand, and then Honorable Olamisu.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Listening to my colleagues and the majority view, I want to retract my statement. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Zabude. Honorable Olamisu.
Thank you, Chairperson, colleagues, and everybody else who is on the platform. And I was raising my hand to support the proposal by the Chief Whip of the Majority, I mean the Deputy Chief Whip of the Majority, Mahmoud Labute, but I hear now that she is withdrawing. Notwithstanding that withdrawal by her, I fully agree with her earlier position that we need to allow the committee to invite the public protector, I mean the former public protector, Prof. Tuli Madonsela. And then the evidence leaders, as well as the legal representative of the public protector, would still be free to pose any question. I don't know what is the problem here. Unfortunately, there is a legitimate expectation on the part of the public, since the name of Prof. Tuli Madonsela and the controversies around her statement and whether she will participate. I think it would be fair for this process that the committee should allow, invite her, and clarify whatever we want to clarify. So for her, for us to say no, why we don't want to be associated with that kind of drama. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Honorable Olomisa. I think I've listened to all the members. My duty to summarize what I think I'm hearing them say. I don't know what that hand is.
It's a small hand.
Advocate Mbofu, because
it's a finger.
You're not one of the members, so I need to summarize what they are saying. If you want to come in, please come in.
I do.
Before I do that.
Yes, please, Chair. Hopefully, before I summarize. Yeah. No, Chair.
I really, I don't know whether it's deliberate or not, but people just want to torture us emotionally today. Chairperson, I've said that, you know, the public protector is a human being, and she is owed, the least that you owe her, all of you, is fairness and consideration. As much as you would want to, if you were facing impeachment, dismissal from office, whatever, you know, or if it was one of your relatives or someone you know. That's all. We don't ask for anything more than that. But this kind of cruelty and vitriol is just unpalatable. The public protector has never said that she does not seek the evidence of Advocate Matonsela. In fact, she has said the opposite. I read it out to you this morning. When Advocate Matonsela thought her evidence was only confined to CX, we pointed out to her, for which she was grateful, that no, the committee has raised two issues, CX and Freda. And I agree with Mr. Ngola, much as I don't like to agree with him often. But he's 100% correct. Those were the two issues that were identified by the committee. Advocate Matonsela, because we wanted to consult with her, not because we did not want her. We said, please, we want to consult with you. She says to us, what are other extra issues that we need to put on top of the one or two that the committee? Then we respond by giving a list of the eight other issues, including the issue that Honorable Ngola, again, I don't know why I'm agreeing so much with him today. This is what Honorable Ngola said to Mr. Siabi. That's one of the issues we listed there. When the old man was sitting there, 8 years old, crying tears and explaining what he had gone through. And this is what Honorable Ngola said to him at the end, to try and pacify him as a member of the public, to which hopefully we're all accountable. And I quote Honorable Ngola. He says, lastly, Chair, Mr. Siabi raises some issues on paragraph 22 of his affidavit in respect of which why there was no consequences suffered by Mr. Samuel for the deeds that he did against his person. The only thing I would say, Chair, is that Advocate Matonsela is due to come and appear before this committee. We surely will ask that question on your behalf. We hope that you'll be watching for you to get other answers in respect of that particular specific matter that you raise in paragraph 22, says Honorable Ngola of this committee to Mr. Siab. We raise that with Advocate Matonsela to say, apart from Freda and CX, there are issues such as these where people have accused you of the most horrific things and the most horrific behavior. You need to have your chance to clarify. Maybe she might say, I've never even heard of Mr. Siabi, or it was not me, or whatever it is. So raise those issues. But now people are saying, by saying that, we mean we don't want to speak to Advocate Matonsela. When we were the ones who brought those witnesses here, Mr. Nyatela went on the whole day about what he perceived to be emotional torture at the hands of Advocate Matonsela for delaying his matter for 11 years or whatever he alleged. And it's only fair that Advocate Matonsela should be given an opportunity to deal with those issues, even if it's just to deny them. And so anybody who really is so heartless to think that by raising all those issues, all it means is that, oh, well, then more than that, we begged Advocate Madonsela last week only to say, please, we want to consult with you so that we can raise those issues. She elected, as she's entitled to, as any South African, that she would rather talk to the evidence leaders or her own lawyer. That's fine. But that does not take away the rights of the public protector to raise these issues. So, Chair, to assist you, maybe this is what should happen. It's either we Advocate Madonsela is asked if to consult with us so that we raise these issues, and then we present a statement. If she is averse to that, then she can consult with the evidence leaders and they can prepare a statement on behalf of the committee or whatever. And the rules are clear as to what should happen in either one of those. We don't care whether we're going to lead the evidence. But for anybody not to understand, we can't lead somebody on a statement that's prepared by somebody else. It doesn't happen. If we take her statement, then obviously we will lead her. Leading evidence means examination in chief. That means you already know what that witness is going to say because you are the one who consulted with that witness. You are the one who prepared their statement. And that is why when Mr. Matabuhe, also exercising his rights, chose not to make a statement, he was then told, fine, there's nothing we can do. We can't put a gun on his head to make a statement. And he was called here. He was led by the evidence leaders. We are now at a point where we are about to cross-examine him. It's a very, very simple issue, which is catered for by the rules. But this notion of saying that, you know, let's throw the baby with the bathwater, or as the cruel King Solomon said, let's cut the baby into half so that we can see who the real mother is. It's just, unbecoming of a body like this.
Thank you.
Sorry, Chair, just 1 second. Let me just check my notes so that I don't bother you again. So the notion that she's no longer needed must be rejected. It's a question of, and I had suggested that we go to the back room and talk to the chair and engage and so on and find the most practical way of doing this.
Okay. I'm still on.
Okay. Chair, I'm sorry.
Please wrap up.
I know, Chair. Yeah. No. Okay. Not fine. I think. It's all right. I don't even think I need to address the issue of what Honorable Tlakude is saying. Of thinking that we should, if there are three meetings, you prepare for all three meetings. When the committee cancelled the meeting yesterday, which we had asked for, so I don't know if you prepare for meetings that have been cancelled. We asked for the witness to be brought today, and you decided not to. So how would you prepare for that? My constructive proposal, Chair, is the following: that we, after you summarise the position, we leave this issue because it should not be resolved like this in the public domain. We leave it as to how and when Professor Madonsela should be brought to assist the process, the committee, by whoever will lead her. And then, because this now 25-1, Chair, we would request, and I would like to incorporate that maybe in a summary, we would request that if you are still interested in not wasting the time and maybe having Mr. Matabuhe, that we have that in the morning so that we have an opportunity to go and prepare, because we had come here having prepared for something completely different. So that's our constructive proposal on both issues, John.
Thank you. Mr. Ibrahim, I want to summarize the members' discussion. Please switch off your mic, Advocate Power. Mr. Ibrahim?
Chair, I just wanted to place something on the record for clarity. Mr. Mataboge is a distinguished witness. He was not requested by the public protector. He was not part of the list of people that they wished to summon. The committee, having regard to Ms. Bianca Mvuyana's reasons for not wanting to come to the committee voluntarily, then made a decision to call her, and that is how it then followed that the evidence leaders led Mr. Mataboge. This is distinguishable in that the public protector has requested that Professor Madonsela appear because they have a list of questions which they wish to put to her. So if I can just please have that on the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Ibrahim, Advocate Bauer. Advocate Bauer.
Sorry, maybe before you come in.
Advocate Bauer.
Oh, okay. Sorry, sir. But please don't recognize me. I want to correct.
Yeah, I do feel it important to remind the committee and maybe to coin a phrase that Advocate Mpofu has used several times in the proceedings. This is not a motion to examine the behavior of Advocate Madonsela in any instance. So if any way she may have treated anybody, let's assume in the worst case scenario that what was told to this committee is true. For purposes of the work of this committee, the question to be raised is so up.
Thank you, Advocate Bauer.
I'm happy with that.
Let me now summarize for the committee. I will start with the issue of Mr. Mataboge. Mr. Mataboge was scheduled for this committee, evidence leaders led, and at the point of the public protector legal team having to take over, they invoked the directives, which was accepted. And at a time we would have planned for an allocated set of time for Mr. Mataboge. We received the request that the public protector legal team would like to, because he's scheduled for Friday, for us to complete with him. In the to and fro, they would have requested that he come in today and tomorrow, basically requesting to add another day on the programs. So that has to be acceded to first. It's not just automatic that would do that. Well, if it's 2 days of Madonsela, it belongs to Madonsela, not Mr. Mataboge. And so I had made a ruling earlier that says, with Mr. Mataboge agreeing, with the public protector team being able to do that, we want to spend the rest of this afternoon and as well as tomorrow with Mr. Mataboge. I get, even though Advocate Mpofu said he will still speak to his team, that there's no readiness for today for Mr. Mataboge. Which therefore means we are left with tomorrow with Mr. Mataboge. I would have laughed that we would have given the public protector legal team tomorrow as well as the rest of the time of today. But as indicated, they do not think that they will be ready to interact with Mr. Mataboge today. And if I want to accede that we will continue with Mr. Mataboge tomorrow, and Mr. Mataboge will end tomorrow, whatever time we end. That's a time for Mr. Mataboge.
Yeah, Mr. Mataboge has a 5 o'clock restriction. What's that?
Okay, I know that's 5 o'clock, but at least that's we use the same. So the allocated time is fine. So, which is what would have helped that you spend the rest of the hours we have today as well as tomorrow. So that's on Mr. Mataboge. And I'm saying Advocate Mpofu did indicate that he was going to speak to his team. But if that does not materialize, that we conclude Mr. Mataboge tomorrow, Thursday being the 2nd of March. On the next 2 points, in listening to the members on their discussion, I think firstly the first issue that must be concluded is the cleaned up statement must be finalized, because there were corrections made to the statement to attend to all of the issues that can be tricky points, so that it's there's no questions around that statement, even though I agree it's cosmetic changes. So I'm sure by the time we close this meeting that could be done, if it's not done now. With that statement cleaned up and done, with all of those corrections and cosmetics, having listened to members, I had put the question to the public protector legal team. They have given me a clear response. I cannot doubt that. And on the basis of that, colleagues, to bring Honorable Ngola's points and Honorable Olomisa, as well as the rest of the other 5 members who had contributed to this issue. This is the ruling I make on the matter of Advocate Madonsela, who's been with us this morning, is still with us, and we appreciate that. That cleaned up statement would Honorable Ngola assist in your neutral ground that you have indicated, because we adopt that as a committee, that she responded to the 2 issues we asked her to respond in a written statement, Friede and CX. The statement speak to those issues as required, as decided by the committee. And that we take that as a committee, as a written evidence, which is on record to this committee, and therefore it helps us therefore as a committee to do away with the proposed oral evidence of Monday and Tuesday, because we have that on record, so we don't get into. I've addressed that enough, and I think that the members have accepted that the committee must adopt the witness, Advocate Tulisile Nomkhosi Madonsela, and therefore that adoption with the cleanup statement means we have on record her response to the issues that were required, and therefore we would not need to go any further with an oral evidence when she would have responded to those grey areas that we wanted her to respond to. So in that regard, that's how I want to conclude the matter on Advocate Madonsela before I thank her. Is there anybody with a grief from members on that? Maybe let's ask. I'll start with the Honorable Misa. Honorable Olomisa.
I raise my hand to completely disagree with your approach, because if one of the members of the committee during the discussion wants to ask questions, are we going to write another question? Put another question in writing to her to clarify. Why are you hiding her, not to come and and answer questions verbally. I'll just rule it out of the blue.
Thank you, Honorable Lomisa. Your objection is noted. Any other member? None. Thank you. And that is now going to be the decision of the committee, noting the objection of Honorable Holomisa. I want to move now from this point. Perhaps you're raising your hand, I'm going to move, and then I'll go to Mr. Brian.
Right. Now, Chair, I just want to say this, that I don't know why these members of this committee are complicating the work of this committee and making it more difficult for us to proceed with the inquiry. Because the things that you're doing in the last 48 hours, really, I don't know whether it's a plan to try and sabotage the committee. Because you know that it's not going to end well, this approach of just bulldozing. Firstly, I just want to make a factual correction. Ibrahim is wrong, because we gave you a list of witnesses, and it was like this. Okay, I won't read out the people who have not appeared yet. So it says, latest, after you insisted, Chair, that we give you a list. Latest list of witnesses, confidential and not for external dissemination, as at 8 November 2022. Number one was number one. Number two was Honorable Sosulu Sakoni. Number three was Mr. Rodney Matabuche. Number four was Bianca Mviana. Number four. Number five was number five. Number six was Advocate Mkwebane. Then Lamola, Freddy Nyatela, and so on. Then those to be approached, Godan, Mantrasela, Mazoni, and then still being traced, Mr. Peter Siabi. That was the list that we sent to you and the committee per your request. So that distinction between Mr. Matabuche and Ms. Mviane is not... Advocate Matanzela, Professor, is not true. So it's all very well to do things here for convenience, but they're not going to withstand proper scrutiny when the crunch comes, because we just want to run roughshod when the facts are now put. And that's why I brought these letters, to read them to you, so that you make your decisions on an informed basis, not an emotional or vindictive basis. So that's the issue. So the comparison I was making with Mr. Matabuche is completely valid. Secondly, Chair, you can't, on the basis of this statement or affidavit, well, I don't even want to call it an affidavit, which does not even address the issues that Honorable Mwala is talking about whether there was a change of or a manipulation of dates or whatever by Advocate Mkwebane. Even forget about all the other issues, just on Friday and CX. It doesn't deal with those issues at all. It doesn't deal with the issues raised by Mr. Samuel about what Advocate Matanzela said to her, to him, about when the file was being transferred to the Free State. A whole host of issues. I don't want to bore you with the list. But it doesn't even scratch the surface, that statement, on the issues, just on CX and FLED, or forget anything else. So for you to come and say those issues are addressed in the statement, it's just not true. You might as well throw it into the dustbin because it doesn't deal with those issues at all. Now, let alone the issues that Honorable Ngola said would be dealt with the statement. But I'm happy to hear what the evidence leaders are saying about that issue. And I won't, even if she comes, I won't ask any questions to do with that. Because according to them, we must then just accept the evidence of Ms. Senya Taylor and Mr. Siab. Because even if it is so, so what? Great. So that we will deal with in the implications of that concession will be dealt with when we do the argument. But for our part, we require the evidence of this witness. The evidence of this witness is clearly relevant. And if you now, there's now going to be a somersault on calling her, then it will be a matter that will have to be resolved in another forum. Because now we're just being bullied into a situation or depriving us and the committee, or at least the public protector, the committee, if it doesn't want to know the truth, that's fine. But the public protector is denied her right to call a witness and question her about issues that are clearly relevant to this committee. So, Chair, as far as the other matter of Mr. Matabuha is concerned, this is, at least my team's view is this, that I had forgotten about his 5 o'clock restriction, because I had thought then if we were going to start with him, then we would just go on for as long as possible, so that or either today or tomorrow. So what we would propose on him is that if we can even start, at least the suggestion from my team, that we can start with him at 3 o'clock, so that we do the one section at least of the 4 reports, and then hopefully maybe we start early tomorrow at 9. And see how far we go with the other 3 sections, given his 5 o'clock restriction. But on the I really wish you had just adopted our proposal, which we repeated many times, which was that the issue of Advocate Matanzela should be left to a discussion between yourself and the evidence leaders, and try and resolve it. I appeal for you to do that, because I think the alternative is not going to be very pleasant. So we need to get over with this, accommodate and be fair to both the committee members and the public and advocates. Kwebane, and of course Advocate Matanzela herself, and try and find a solution that is not characterized by bully boy tactics, and one that is constructive, that is going to take us forward and accommodate the exigencies, so that we take into account the interests of fairness, and advocate, or rather Dr. Gondwe, I think has made a Freudian slip. She says we must do this for the sake of expediency. Well, if we're going to do things for the sake of expediency, then I think we all know where that will lead. I think she wanted to say expedition, but expediency is not going to get us far. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Brian.
Sure, just 2 quick things. The one is
is that the PP's legal team made it clear to the evidence leaders in a meeting in which I was present that they had no intention of calling Mr. Mataboge any longer. So notwithstanding that Mr. Mataboge was still on the witness list as submitted, the intention was clearly conveyed in much the same way that the evidence leaders over time have also conveyed the intention not to call certain persons who were on the original witness list. But anyway, be that as it may, Chair, the real issue that I want to attend to is the one regarding the statement by Professor Madonsela. The statement dated 28th of February already contains all of the changes that were made by hand, now in an electronic format, so there is nothing further to be done. So I just wanted to clarify that we don't now need to go back to ask for anything over and above what we've already received. Thank you.
Thank you. Quickly on the issue of Mr. Mataboge, I was hoping that you would request two, but you're requesting three. That's fine. I will accede to that. And then we can also ask members to be flexible and then do start at 9 tomorrow, if that's okay with the members. So let me repeat it again. The request, which I think that is fair, was only raising an hour in it, but I won't go to war for that. That the request was that we start at 3 this afternoon. We have extra 2 hours with Mr. Mataboge.
Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm even prepared to compromise. We can make it 2:30. I needed 2 hours just to prepare to go and fetch my notes, and because I've left all those files in the hotel and all that. Yeah.
That's in order.
So
we'll start 2:30 with Mr. Mataboge, and we'll start at 9 tomorrow. Is that in order, members? An earlier hour than 10? Honorable Zakude?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We fully agree. Thanks.
Thank you. So that's it, so members. Now it's about 1. Maybe let me take this opportunity to address Advocate Madonsela. If you can maybe switch on your camera.
I'm so sorry. Sorry, Prof.
Okay, just pause, Advocate.
Yes. No, Chair, I just wanted to say that, it won't change the half a two thing. Maybe we'll send it for you overnight or for tomorrow. But if you go ahead with what it looks like you want to go ahead with now, then one of two things is going to happen, which is either to take that issue to court or to make a fresh application for you to summon the witness, and maybe that's what you need to do to exhaust, because we have to exhaust our remedies. We can't just that's something we're going to do, in which case you'll probably have even much longer delay in your hands. But that's, I just wanted to say, so that you don't overpromise anything to the witness. I think we're going to see her either soon or later. Thanks.
Well, I don't know about that anticipation. Firstly, you don't know what I was going to say with the witness. I didn't recognize you.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
I was not addressing what you are going to say. It's what you said already.
No. Thank you. Advocate Tumisile Nomkhosi, I hope I'm doing it right, because there was a Nomkhoso thing and so on. Nomkhosi Mthandazela. I want to, as a chair, firstly, officially apologize that we had you here since 10 o'clock as scheduled and directed by the committee. It is now 1 o'clock. You've been patiently sitting there and waiting for the opportunity for you to present to this committee your testimony. We have not even taken an oath with you because we're going to do that when we are ready to proceed with you. So I want to take the opportunity to firstly apologize that we had kept you for so long, and you are interacting with a discussion that you are not part of, and the discussion is about you. Must have been very difficult sitting there, so one appreciate also that self-control and discipline. You would have heard and listened to us engage in this discussion, and the members articulating their positions, and I'll just summarize that. So I'm inviting you in order to indicate to you that we would not be proceeding with you as originally planned, that we had a date with you today and tomorrow. It does look like a date I am gosh. So that's a point I want to make. But also, having listened to the summary about what I've just concluded on in the statement, we're not going to proceed with you today and tomorrow. And we've made that conclusion. If there will be a need for us to speak to you again, we will indicate that. But as of today, we want to thank you for availing yourself before today in preparing for these 2 days and being with us for this half a day. And again, I apologize for essentially wasting your time in that way that you would have utilized somewhere else. Thank you very much. Anything you want to say?
No, just to say thank you, Honorable Dante, and Chair, and to the members, and that should there be anything relevant that I can assist with, I'm always willing to assist.
Thank you very much. I think that helps a lot going forward. We will interact with you if there's anything relevant or anything new. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You are excused. Thank you, honorable members. We'll now take a break for an extended lunch, and we'll be back if you're still agreeing for 2:30. So we'll be back between 2:30 and 3:00. Let's
thank
put it in that way.
That's better, yeah.
So that when you're not here at 2:30, we don't look at you and say,
please.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. But it's not fast. Just
problem.
Have to finish my file.
Yeah, I understand.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned for now until then.
Recording stopped.